Okay, fantastic. Great to have everybody online. I want to welcome everybody. This is being recorded also and will be up on the website very shortly. It'll be timdarnell.org. And one that you can refer back to this, I've got three things. We're going to strategize with two things and give you some marching orders on two things and give you some focus to really get moving ahead here. Our business is absolutely exploding. Your business can and should be absolutely exploding as well. And we'll do that with just a few simple steps. We're going to make it real, real simple. And then we're going to end it with some ideas that we're working through as far as fresh lead generation for you that is so viral and so powerful that you're going to really want to pay attention to it. And so let's get started. And my name is Tim Darnell. I'm a six-star Golden Circle with Isagenics and so excited. Kathy and I just got our pictures back from Celebration. They did a professional photo shoot with us, and we got four of those pictures back. There's probably took like 300 or 400 pictures, and we got four of them back. So I was so excited. Great to see that. And, you know, this company just never ceases to amaze us in every single way, the way they treat us, the gifts they give us, the pay that they give us, the tremendous products that they give us, the support staff that's on line all the time here to help us in every possible way. So it's just been a joy and just a phenomenal change in our life to be able to come into Isagenics after some very trying years and seeming like we couldn't do anything and not make any money for a long time, and to find this thing and to really focus on it and explode our business. You can do the exact same thing. And what we're doing here, we're venturing out a little bit. Jay Bennett is working on his second re-entry right now. The guy's amazing. I've never seen a better network marketer in my life. I'll put him up against anybody. He's a great friend. He has been so generous with Kathy and myself, and he does that with virtually everybody. But he's focused on other groups right now. What we want to do is focus on our team so that we've got our own identity and we know where we're going, and it's more intimate, and we can work individually with individuals in our group. And so I think that's real important that we do that. And here's the first step that we want to take, and that is that I want you to develop as a leader. And what that means is your voice will start being heard, and so that you're going to be taking on the responsibility of leadership. You will see yourself as a leader. You'll have a role as a leader on this team. We're calling it Team Freedom right now, and we'll develop that as time goes on. But we really want to have exciting leaders emerging. I'm talking about each person on this call. Do not lurk in the shadows. Do not think of yourself as second class. Think of yourself as first class, as the leader. I want you to think of yourself as a top money earner at Isagenics. And it's important that you have that self-perception and that self-image of yourself as a top leader here. I don't want you to think about your past. I don't want you to think about goofy prospects that you've had to deal with. I don't want you to think about people that you thought were coming on board and didn't come on board. Man, I dealt with a prospect today with a gal, a three-way. It was the weirdest call I think I've ever been on in my life. And you get off a call like that, and you know the tendency is to say, well, this business just doesn't work. Well, you're dealing with an absolute loser on the other line right there, and I hate to say it, but he really was. And so you just got to realize that I sent out an email today, and I hope you read that, the idea that I wake up every single morning knowing that I'm about to meet new people. I'm about to put new people on my prospect list, and I know that a single individual is going to emerge on our team due to some diligent work and effort and searching for prospects and keeping our prospecting eyes open all the time. And thinking of each person, is that the kind of person that I want to work with, asking that question. And I know that eventually somebody's going to emerge on our team that has absolutely changed the complexion of your team and thereby the complexion of your financial life. One person, a single person. And so instead of making this a real daunting task, it's just all we're doing is we're on a talent search wanting to find that single person. And we're willing to talk to a lot of people in order to find that single individual. And if you have that mindset, there is going to be no stopping you in this business, and there's no telling where your financial situation, what it can grow to, and how big it can get. So I want you to see yourself as a leader, have a self-image as a leader, and then here's your homework. And your homework is to prepare a 20-minute training presentation. Okay, I want you to prepare a 20-minute training presentation with PowerPoint, and I want you to be ready to present that training as we grow leaders on this team. So a 20-minute presentation of the most important things that you think you can help a new person that's coming into Isagenix and they get on your training and that you can help them out. Now, here's some tips for you that you can find. A lot of things you can, off the top of your head, a lot of you could do that without even taking notes. You could do it if I just open the line to you right now. You could say, well, here's my story, and you almost always start with your story. I do that with every three-way that I do, virtually every launch party I tell my story, and your story is very important. So you've got to develop two things in your life. One is your product story. You have to have a product story. You have to be a product. And number two, you have to have a financial story. And so it's important that you build your business, not procrastinate any longer. If you've procrastinated, then it's time to get on it and build your business so that you've got a tremendous financial story. You've got to have both of those in order to be a leader at Isagenix. And I want you to back up, and I want you to get some training tips. Hang on just one sec. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Oh, did it? I think you may have come up. Can you guys hear me on the line here?
Yes.
It dropped for you, Rick. Call back in.
It did drop for a few of us, but we're back in now.
It's on. Sorry about that. Okay, so other tips for finding this fodder for your training presentation, isagenixbusiness.com. Isagenixbusiness.com, most of you know about that. That is one of the most incredible sites I have ever seen in my life. Unbelievable. Also, I want you to look in timdarnell.org and listen to some of my audio trainings on there. You'll get a lot of great tips that you can incorporate into your training. TimothyDarnell.com, TimothyDarnell.com. And I want to recommend a new site to you. It's not a new site, but they have spruced this thing up so amazingly and have offered so many more tools that you definitely need to visit. IsaSalesTools.com, IsaSalesTools.com. It's a revamped site. They've got new products. They've got tremendous sales aids in there and all kind of things that you can use for your business. For instance, I found mailing labels in there that I had not seen before. They may have been in there before, but I've never seen them. And I've always needed mailing labels when I send stuff to people. I've never had Isagenix mailing labels. So now those are coming in the mail. And that's just one tip right there. There are newspapers that are generic newspapers that they will put your contact on that, those generic newspapers. You can leave those generic news letters and newspapers in doctor's offices, in post offices, just different areas all over town where you can leave those with your contact information on them, and you'll start getting calls from that kind of thing, and they're very inexpensive. They're really priced well. Business cards, if you don't have your business cards yet, that's the first thing you do when you start a business. You get your business cards. You need to do that. You can get those at IsaSalesTools.com. You can construct your own business card if you want to. But the ones at Isa Sales Tools are already put together for you. All you got to do is type in your information, order the cards. They'll come in. They're very reasonably priced. They're very thick. They're color on both sides. They look fantastic. If you don't have business cards, you've got to do that. You have to do that. And so just get suggestions. You can go to Jay Bennett's site, leanandcleanforlife.com, and listen to some of the trainings. Michelle Schaefer's trainings are fantastic. Bobby's trainings are great. Jay's trainings are based around his 3 points, his 3 success tips. They're always fantastic. And pick out how you want to train, but you need to become a trainer. So number one, you're going to become a leader on this team, and that means that your voice is going to be heard and you're going to tell your story, both your product story and your financial story. You say, I don't have those yet. Well, you need to get those. You need to get those and have those happening for you. When those stories happen, that's when you'll brighten up and liven up in Isagenix, and you'll become a leader. So if you don't have those yet, let's go get those, okay? You need to outline that PowerPoint presentation and then practice it. Practice presenting it to the mirror or to a recording, some recording device. or somebody else, somebody that will listen to you. That's a great way to get to a prospect and say, you know what, I'm doing my very first training for Isagenics. I need somebody to be a sounding board and critique me on this training, person that's not even in Isagenics, and you'd give that training. Guess what? You will probably bring them into the business by doing something as simple as that. So it's a great idea. You want to read GoPro a second time if you've not read that in a while. Or if you've never read it, GoPro by Eric Worre. You want to read that book, a very simple, fundamental network marketing, how to become a professional network marketing book, a marketer book, fantastic. And then a real good book is Go for No. If you haven't read that, it's 60 pages. It's a simple read. And I've sent that to several of you. If you haven't received that yet, I'll be glad to send you a copy free of charge if you're on my team here. So all you got to do is email me at timd@timothydarnell.com. That's the kind of information that you really want to get a hold of. It's a whole new mindset and really profound on how that will affect your business. So that's point number one. You are becoming the leader. You're taking on responsibility of leadership on this team, and I'm going to be calling on you for your leadership on subsequent calls. So we're going to design that. If you want to do that, I would like for you to email me, timd@timothydarnell.com. Let me know that you're putting your presentation together and just communicate with me. Some of you are not communicating with me often. I want to encourage you to call me, to interact with me, to dialogue with me and discuss with me. And let's get this ball moving here. And the way to do that is through teamwork. And that's how you build a big team, a bigger team, is through teamwork. All right, assignment number two. Assignment number two, that was one, is get your presentation, your 20-minute training presentation ready. And that's on PowerPoint. Excuse me. And number two, you want to bring in one new associate this week. One new associate this week. And the way you do that is you look for low-hanging fruit. If you're like me, you're talking to a lot of people about Isagenics. I talk to a lot, everybody I come in contact with, the conversation comes up, and many of my trainings are about how that dialogue evolves, how it comes up. It's real, real simple. It's not rocket science, but some of you are a little bit skittish about bringing the subject up. Almost any time somebody asks me what do you do, my answer to that is, have you heard of Isagenics? And you guys have heard me train on that before, but it's such a great way of introducing Isagenics. It just gets the cats out of the bag, and all of a sudden now you're talking about Isagenics and what is it. And I always try to answer a question with a question. What is it? And I say, well, are you aware that there's a health crisis in America and literally across the world today? And just say things like that as regards health conditions. Have you noticed that? And you'll get them talking. Have you noticed that people seem to be more fatigued than ever before? That word fatigue is a powerful word. And just get the ball rolling. Just get the conversation started. Get them to isamovie.com and then a three-way with me, and we'll bring the people in the business. I will close them, and when you're sitting there listening to our conversation on the call, if they've got enough information, I feel like they're ready to come on board the business, I'll show you how I close people. It's the most comfortable, natural process in the world, and when you feel confident and comfortable doing it, you will get good at it as well. You'll see how easy it is. It's nothing to it. You just need to be confident and comfortable in doing it. And so bring in one new associate this week. Some of you are just sitting around. You have no goals, and you're not thinking about, what am I going to do this week? You're thinking, well, something magical might happen. And I'm saying, no, you have to make it happen. You need to find that low-hanging fruit on the tree there, and the person that's the low-hanging fruit, let's get them in the business. The one that's, when I say low-hanging fruit, I'm talking about who's the most likely to come into this business of the people that you've been talking to. If you're not talking to people, then you may not even have any low-hanging fruit, so you need to back up and start talking to people and be open to really being a good friend to virtually everybody that you come in contact with. Be a good people person and start conversation with people. You'll so enjoy it. It's so, conversation is our lifeblood. We are human beings who love to communicate, and if you're not communicating, you're not getting everything you can out of life and out of the possible relationships that are sitting there waiting on all of us. So, number one, You're taking the responsibility of leadership. You're getting your training presentation together, 20-minute training presentation. You can practice that on me if you like. Number two, you're going to bring in one new associate this week. It's Tuesday. This is Tuesday night, and you've got through Sunday night at 11 o'clock Central to bring in that new person. And, folks, you need to be doing that every week. You need to be doing that on an ongoing basis and making that your modus operandi for how you live your life. You say, well, I've got a lot of other responsibilities. And I say, well, you need to prioritize Isagenix in your life to the point of at least bringing one individual in each week. You can do your job. You can do other activities, your commitments, whatever those things are. Do those. Do them well. But keep your prospecting eyes open and start talking to people. And let's start bringing at least one new person in a week. And you'll be so excited about your business, about what will happen for your business. All right, the last thing I want to talk about, we won't go long tonight, but I'm working on a brand new lead system, and some of you have seen some of the rudimentary components of that lead system. And we have looked, and I've been in this industry and profession for a long, long time, so I've dabbled and tried 1,000 different things and put concerted efforts into lots of lead generating activities. But there's a confluence of events that have occurred that have allowed us to integrate several technological components, including social media, where we can really start building your list and people that are interested in what you want to do, and that's build an Isagenix team. I hope that's what your focus is and what you're branding yourself as. You certainly should be doing that on Facebook. If you're afraid to brand yourself on Facebook as an Isagenix associate, then I would look very carefully about that and wonder why you're being hesitant about doing that, because really just an absolute treasure trove of prospects out there. Well, we've learned how to increase our visibility on Facebook in a tremendous way and capture people that like what we're seeing, and we're actually advertising on Facebook. If you've noticed on Facebook, when you pull up your news feed, you'll see an ad about two or three posts down. There's usually an ad that will come up. Well, those are not all that expensive, and you can get that kind of exposure and get the right kind of ad in there, and you'll get a lot of people that will see it and will click it, and they will go to your site. If you haven't seen my site yet, it's called financialfreedomfreeoffer.com. financialfreedomfreeoffer.com. And I don't want you to actually put your name in there yet. Don't fill in the information yet, because we don't have the autoresponder set up behind it. But what will happen is when those people who see that on Facebook respond to it, they'll go in there, and it's a pretty compelling site. Very simple message. It's not anything technical whatsoever, and that's what I love about it. Simple sales, and so it's just in real simple directions. And when they put their name and email in there, then we capture them on a autoresponder. And what will happen is they'll start receiving messages on what to do, what this is first, get all the information on what this is, and then this will be on video and audio that they'll be receiving these messages on exactly what to do. Now, what the value of that is, and this beats the heck out of buying cold leads all over the place, is because what we're doing is we're establishing that relationship through visual images and audio images that occur in the auto response. And then I'll also send out a blast every once in a while just on my own that just goes out to everybody on that list as I feel compelled to do that or feel like it's sensible to do that. But you're developing that relationship. When you buy cold leads, they are just that. They are cold. And what happened today on one of our three-ways today was a guy was just real hesitant to be on there, and he's real non-trusting, and he's a cold lead, and you know, and so we get on there, and it's real relaxed. I talked about he was a Dallas Cowboys football fan. He lived in Seattle, I think, and we talked about football a little bit. The Cowboys are finally having a little bit of a winning season here, which is a miracle in and of itself. And anyway, we started off with good, warm conversation, but he just got more trepidatious as time goes on. Well, that's a cold lead. That's how cold leads work as a rule, not as an exception. It's very difficult to convert into associates. And so what we found is much better is to develop that relationship. You guys know this. You know that a trusting relationship, a relationship that has several exposures over time and they're getting used to you, that we're not putting on any airs, that we're not salesy whatsoever. If I do a video and the dog barks in the background, we leave that in there. If my wife comes in and says, "Are you going to fold these clothes?" I leave it in there. And, you know, I mean, we're people. We're just down-to-earth people. And when people, their guard goes down when they recognize that they're not being sold anything, just receiving information. And at the point that they've received enough information to make a decision, that's when they expose themselves into our business. And so it's just a matter of professionally understanding when that point occurs and when that person is ready to go ahead and to set up their account in Isagenics as an Isagenics associate. So I'm working with a real pro on this particular lead system. I'm going to be the guinea pig for it. But when this thing works, and we're going to have a pretty developed system. I mean, it's a system. And so it's a lot of work involved with it, but I don't mind doing it. I've done it before, and I'm pretty adept with AWeber, which is the autoresponder we use. And we can put those things together pretty quickly. It actually could be ready as quickly as the end of the week. And then Kathy and I go to Paris for a week on the 18th through the 26th for that trip. But we'll have all of this, I think, done before that Paris trip. And that can actually be working in the background while we're off, you know, having fun out there in Paris. And so that's the same thing that can happen with you. Some of you are very committed to your jobs and you're very dependent, psychologically dependent on those jobs. Nothing wrong with that. But what you need to do is you need to have some things working in the background while you're at those jobs. And we've tried a lot of different things. We've tried print ads, had virtually no success at the print ads. I'll just tell you right now. And the problem is it's just, again, it's a very cold lead. And it was professionally done, but the people are, you're talking to people that I don't know what the deal is, but they are just not ready to make a commitment. So it's got to be done over time. There's got to be warmth involved. There's got to be trust built in that system, and we can do that with this type of system. Now, what happens is when people, they click that ad and they come to see it, well, they like the page. Well, that gives the page more virility, so to speak, on Google. And so that goes up the rankings, and all kind of good things happen when your rankings go up in Google. And then also when they click it, their friends see what they've clicked. And so it's really got viral, a powerful viral aspect to it. And so we're going to be playing with that. I'll just let you know how it goes. But, you know, if you and I are working together, and I'm putting a bunch of people in the business, then that's going to do nothing but help at least one of your teams, and then we can set that same system up for you if you want to and if you feel like it's right for you. But let me be the guinea pig, and let me spend my money first and see what's going on, see how it works, and we'll tweak it. We'll get it better and better. Once we get the auto response letters set up, then you can use all of those letters yourself and not have to create them for yourself. So that's going to really save you time and make that whole system automated for you.
So anyway, that's
what we've been working on here. So here's our points. If you missed our points, number one, I'm going to be looking to you for leadership. For leadership, you've got to have your product story. You got to have your financial success story. You got to have both of those. And the way you do that is you're really, this is a voyage of personal growth. And I hope you're very, very aware of that and understand the importance of personal growth, the power of personal growth, and that you have to implement that in your life. You cannot take you as where you're at in life without personal growth and expect to develop a business like this. This thing will set you free. It's got all the kind of benefits that you could ever imagine in your life. I don't care what age you are, what gender you are. It does not matter. What marital status, doesn't matter about any of that stuff. But what does matter is your personal growth and your personal development. So you need to latch on to as much of that as you possibly can, and you'll love the journey. You'll become a better person for it. You'll become a leader. Number two, you want to bring in one new associate this week, minimum. One new associate this week, minimum. You've got to do that. Just make that a point. And, you know, I'm probably going to bring in two or three this week, but I want to make it simple as I can for you. Do one this week. You do one, then you can do a second one, but at least do one this week, Tuesday through Sunday here. So you got 5 days to really put that together, and you can do that. I'll help you with that process. Number three, get ready for this new lead system and let some of your prospects know that we're working on things that will work for the common person out there. There's a little expense involved with it, but you guys know what the phenomenal return is, especially they put this new $20 million up front in the comp plan about 3 years ago. And this, I'm telling you, you put some tires to the pavement here, then you can make money right now. Money up front, and good money up front and right now. So I love that they put so much emphasis on the personal enrolling and giving so much money in that process with the double PIBs, the rank advancement, and just all of the various things that happen when you are personally enrolling. And boy, there's other bonuses that kick in later when you get to executive that are just out of this world. So really, really good stuff. I've got time for a little bit of feedback here. If you have any questions, I do not have the call muted. I appreciate your having a real quiet call on here so that we're able to converse here. If you've got a question or a comment, would love to hear that right now. And remember, your leaders, your voice needs to be heard.
Hey, Tim, Rick, we got in here about at your second point.
So what's that again?
Could you go over the
second point?
No, over the first point.
Yeah, okay, the second point is to bring in one new associate, one personally enrolled new associate this week. And we're talking about Tuesday through Sunday night at 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 o'clock Eastern.
We missed out on the first point. The line dropped, and it wouldn't let us get back in. We got in through our cell phone.
Okay. Sorry about that. First point is that we are developing leaders here, and it's going to be your responsibility to be a leader on this team because we're sort of dividing and conquering here. We've got several teams that have grown so big that if we don't do our own thing, we're going to be sort of incognito, and we're going to be hearing the voices of a lot of other people that are not on our team. And I don't want that to happen. I want it to be your voices. And so you're developing as a leader, and your homework is to develop a 20-minute PowerPoint training presentation. Okay, so that's point number one. Number two, one associate this week. Number three is just information about the lead system that we're working on through Facebook and how viral and targeted that is. That can be geographical, age-related. It can be all kind of targeting that can go on in that. So we're going to – I'm real excited about it, working with a great professional guy out of New York. And anyway, that I'm just giving you the heads up on that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you mean by training presentation? What are we training – we're training new people, or?
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the line, and we're going to have a webinar, and it's going to be your slides and your training, your voice. I'm saying step up to leadership. It's time for you to step up to leadership, and the way that happens is that somebody assigns you a group presentation. So get ready.
Okay. So we get to pick and choose what we want to present in our training.
Yep.
Okay.
From
awesome.
Your standpoint right now, is that Christy?
Yes.
Okay, from your standpoint right now, Christy, you've been in what, 5-6 months?
Actually, we're coming up on a year, I'm afraid to say.
Oh, okay, a year, all right. Well, in your year's time, you've been privy to a lot of trainings here, right?
Yes.
Including Celebration and several big events. So yes. Take from that what you've learned, your notes, and prolific to you, important to you and your growth, and put those in that training presentation.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
Any other comments, questions from anybody?
Are there
Thank you
free
for doing this. Yeah.
Say that again. I heard two different voices there.
Ladies first.
Oh, I just said thank you for doing this.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, as many trainings as I've done, I love it when other people train. I learn from everybody. I'm telling you, I sit there with pen in hand and book I use a legal pad, and I'm taking notes, period. I don't care who's training. I'm listening.
Hey, Tim, I was asking, are there prefabricated slides available somewhere?
Prefabricated what?
PowerPoint slides? Or do we have to come up with those ourselves?
No, you need to come up with those yourselves. You could get my slides. I've always, everybody, when I get off of training, I tell everybody to email me and I give out my slides. I do that every training. So you probably have 7 or 8 of mine at least.
Okay.
Any other kind of luck to hear from some other people as well? Come on. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for being on the call tonight, guys. Very, very excited. And be sure and communicate with me on a regular basis. This is a team effort. If you're incognito, you sort of get lost in the shuffle. So you've got to be proactive in getting involved with me. And let's put a strategy together. Let's get your person in this week, at least one, and excitement is going to happen. So, guys, thanks for being on the call tonight. You've been a great audience, and we will talk to you very shortly here. God bless you.
Thanks,
Tim.
You.